As you have heard in the gospel reading today, Jesus said, Ephphatha. And what does Ephphatha mean, or when was the first time in your life that you hear the word Ephphatha? Do you remember? Oh, here. Well, hopefully, perhaps many of us won't remember it, but it's what actually at our baptism. After the priest give the white robe to the child, he will also give the candle that is lit by the godparents. He will do the Ephphatha rite, where he put two fingers onto the child's ears and over the child's mouth, and he will do the Ephphatha rite, and this is what the church rite. How fancy I am that I write it on a bag, you know. So as the priest or the deacon performed the Ephphatha rite, he will say, the Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the dumb speak. May he soon touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. That's powerful. In the beginning, each and every one of us have been open. Our ears have been open and our mouth have been open to receive God's words and to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of not ourselves, not our nation, not our government, not our politics, not everyone's name, but to the praise and glory of God. My brothers and sisters, each and every one of us have been given that Ephphatha, where Jesus had opened our ears and our mouth to proclaim the good news. The problem is, why do we have so many division and so many frustrating things right now? Perhaps we're not listening to his word, and we're not proclaiming his word, we're proclaiming our own agenda. And whatever is going on right now, look at whether we are reacting to what's going on or are we responding with his grace. Ephphatha reminds us that we're not only opening our own physical ears or mouth, but also the spiritual senses to listen to him first before we can speak. Many times nowadays with social media, it's easy to react, right? Every time there's a post, you can simply react on Facebook with how many of those icons that they give you, like a mad face or a laughing face or whatever emotions that are there, and it's easy to be keyboard warriors in order to give our reactions right away. But are we simply reacting from one thing to the next, or are we responding to what's going on in our lives with God's grace? In order to respond, my brothers and sisters, and I preach to myself first, it's very important for us to step back, to breathe, said, Lord, help me to see you. And help me to speak as you want me to speak. And that's hard. There's a difference between reacting to something and responding with grace. And responding with grace is important for us to step back and invite God to where it is. To allow God to be in where it hurt the most, where it's the most tense, where it's the hardest, and said, Lord, where are you? Help me to listen to you and to speak in your name. Not for my own praise or glory, but for the praise and glory of your name. And that's hard, my brothers and sisters. That's really hard. And we're called, as St. James has said in the second reading today, to truly care for the poor, because it's so easy for us to like the people who are like-minded, but to kind of dismiss or push away the people that we seem to be different than us. We seem to be, not worthy of our love, or, they're not like us. But St. James reminds us that true Christian charity begins with how we treat the poor. And the poor here, it's not just the one who are materialistically poor, but according to Mother Teresa, in the Western world, we have many people who are living in poverty because they are not loved, because they don't know what it means to be loved by God. Why am I saying all of this to you? Because tomorrow, if it's what not Sunday, we would celebrate Mother Teresa of Kolkata feast day. And she lived for the poor. Mother Teresa, we admire her, but how many of us want to live like her? It's hard. But that isn't something that's only special for Mother Teresa, to care for the poor and to live for the poor and to see Jesus in the poorest of the poor is all of our mission. We're called to serve, not just to speak. We're called to give our very self in service to one another instead of saying, I'm this or that. Because words are cheap. We can speak a lot of words, we can react with a lot of words, but until we give ourselves sacrificially, wholeheartedly, donating our very own self in service of our brothers and sisters, then our words mean nothing. Ephata require us to open ourselves first to receive God's grace, which begin in prayer. Are we opening ourselves up in prayer? Said, Lord, I'm here to receive your will. I'm here to spend time with you. I'm here to waste time with you, instead of saying, Lord, I have 5 minutes or I have 30 seconds and I'm a busy man, I'm a busy woman. Do your thing. Your God ain't your puppet. Your God requires you and I to listen. And listening is hard, isn't it? But oftentimes we speak before we listen. And if we speak before we listen to the Lord, then who are we speaking? My brothers and sisters, we speak too much. We need to take the time to go and learn how to waste time with God in prayer, to listen, so that He can open our ears and open our mouth to preach His words. What did St. Francis of Assisi taught you? You're here at St. Francis of Assisi. Preach the gospel at all time, and when necessary, use words. I'm not making this up. St. Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel at all times, and only when necessary, use words. We tend to use words first. We need disciples here and now. And discipleship begins with you and I. Not for the deacons, not for the priests, not for the nuns, not for the brothers. It's you and I. Willing to let the Lord open ourselves up and to say, Lord, help me to receive your word and help me to proclaim the good news by my own lives. Not as hypocrites, not as people who justify themselves or whatever I want it to be, but according to your will. And this is what we need, my brothers and sisters. And I wonder, if we were that man in the gospel today, would we allow Jesus to really heal us or not in 2021? Because what did Jesus do? He spit. Good old spit. In a COVID-19 pandemic, I think if we would say, I'm good, Jesus. I don't know. You may be the Messiah, but that spit doesn't look so good, you know? Sometimes we are our own unbeliever. Jesus wants to heal us, but he does it in his own way. And we oftentimes expect him to do it in our way. And we haven't opened ourselves up to receive him and to humbly put ourselves, said, Lord, help my unbelief. Help me to open up and help me to receive you as you are. So my brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you today as we celebrate Labor Day weekend. It's not just the weekend where you're going to drink an extra day, okay? And not another weekend where you and I get party another day. It's the weekend to see that our labor do have significant meanings. Because through our labor, whether in words or action, with genuineness and with humility and with faith, we can sanctify our lives and transform the world. Will you allow your labor of faith, your labor of love to transform the world? Or do you and I only use our labor to build up our own glory and kingdom? To pack up our IRA and 401k or our plans? Or will we let our labor, the expression, the extension of who we are deep within, our words, our action, to glorify God through humility, through genuineness, and to allow Jesus' love to radiate through us? You know that Mother Teresa was well respected because of her love for the poor. But did you know too that she had to undergo 40 years living in dark nights of the soul, where she didn't even sense God? Through her emotion or feelings, through her human senses, she knew that He was there. Her faith in Him never changed, even though her senses failed her, because she knew that God is faithful. So even at times when she felt like she was living in darkness, she continued to follow and continued to be faithful in doing what God calls her to do. So that even in times when she didn't recognize God in her life, she was able to radiate His love through her service of the poor. The poor saw God in her. Those who were living with her saw God in her, even though she didn't see God in her own lives. So even too, in our very own lives, there will be times when we have doubts. There will be times when we have darkness enveloped over us. But those times, don't give up on your faith and my faith. Ephata, open ourselves up and allow God to continue to speak, continue to transform us, and let us continue to be faithful to what we're called to be. My brothers and sisters, in a day where it's easy to voice our opinion, it's easy to become vocal. But I challenge you the third way. Instead of reacting positively or negatively, the third way has been the Catholic way. By your action and my action, discern with humility and faithfulness how you and I live our faith through our words or actions. We don't have to be pretentious. We don't have to justify anyone. You think that by typing your response online going to change people's opinion? You're wasting your time. Live what you and I believe, and allow what you and I believe transform the world, and to let Jesus' own love radiate through us.